how beauteous mankind is, oh brave new world that has such people in.
Yes, I'm beckoning. I'm Zup, and welcome to your final reckoning.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and our special guests from the Blood Brothers Horror Podcast, Chris and Allie. How's everybody doing tonight?
Hi, girls.
Doing great, hey?
Yeah, good.
I'm good. Say,
what's up, guys?
Awesome, awesome. Got a full house tonight, and we're here to talk about Shakespeare Shitstorm from director Lloyd Kaufman.
Hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Oh, I screwed it up. All right. Hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm. I'm old. I don't know.
He's hashtag. Like pound sign Shakespeare Shitstorm.
Oh, there you go. Pound. That we're just going to roll with that.
Change it to pound me too.
It's been a while for you. Allie, you seem to come on now. I don't know if this is like the theme, like the most twisted bodily fluid infused movies.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
There we go. We call on you. So
I'll be the expert.
There we go. So, all right. So we'll get right into this this lovely little movie, hashtag Shakespeare's Shitstorm. Mad scientist Prospero and his blind daughter Miranda find refuge in Tromaville to flee a group of evil executives from a pharmaceutical company, including his sister Antoinette, who ruined his career when he had just found the cure for opioid addiction. With the help of a disabled crack addict prostitute, he takes revenge and gives a huge amount of laxative to whales while his enemies are on a cruise ship bound for North Korea. A gigantic and literal storm of shit descends on the ship, and they all run around in Tromaville. Prospero can finally set into motion his ultimate revenge. 25 years after Tromeo and Juliet, The Tempest by William Shakespeare becomes hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm, a supreme satire and Kaufman sauce of this brave new world, intolerant of different opinions, allergic to microaggressions, and complaining excessively. Here is our dear Uncle Lloyd and his gang of Tromanarchists who give a well-deserved middle finger to the surrounding hypocrisy and who laugh in the face of the United States of America. A hurricane of madness, of filmic Tourette syndrome celebrating the 45 years of irreverent cinema of trauma for the joy of all moviegoers around the world. This movie is shit. No, seriously, this is poop. Poop, fart, anus, boobs, cock, bitch, vomit, fuck, diarrhea. All right, you kind of get the point there.
we should mention this was we saw the Fantasia Film Festival world premiere.
Yes, the Fantasia.
Lloyd introduced it himself.
Yes.
He did.
Same he bit, loves- but it was a new one at least.
I'm happy to be in Montreal. So, all right. Well, Chris, we'll tag you in first here. Are you a trauma fan in general? And what did you think of Shakespeare Shitstorm?
Yeah, I'm a fan. I've seen most of the classics. It's been a while since I've seen a new one, but this one was fun. And then afterwards, I actually read part of like The Tempest or the synopsis of The Tempest. And they did a good job. They did a good job following the storyline there.
Yeah, it's interesting with Tromeo and Juliet. That's like the trauma film that got mainstream like thumbs up across the board. It's crazy that people still talk about it.
That explains a lot then, because I know, and I brought this up earlier, we've never talked about it. I'm not a huge Tromeo and Juliet fan. I'm Terra Firma on. That's like pre-golden era to me. I still enjoy it. I rewatched it last night, but yeah, it's weird. That's like the one I'm like not in love with like everyone else seems to be.
I'm a Poultrygeist guy. I've got the rock in the shirt tonight.
but
Allie, what did you think of Shakespeare's Shitstorm?
I really liked it. So when I watched the other ones, the last episode that you guys had me guest on, those were the first trauma videos I'd ever watched. Didn't know about trauma.
Well, those are more trauma-esque. They're not actually trauma.
Okay, well, I just didn't know about any of these videos at all. So I went in not knowing anything what was in for me. And I was pleasantly surprised with this hashtag Shakespeare shitstorm. I had a great fucking time with this shit. Literal fucking shit. These fucking girls were standing on the fucking balcony and they're seeing that the whales are like defecating, and she's like, ew. She's like, no, what did we learn at the rally that we were at? She's like, no, that's right. Like, you know, this is like a gift, and like, they're being shit on and they're so grateful about it. It's like, yes, girl, be shit on. It's great.
So sorry,
like,
who shamed you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, only those girls could do it with such class, I guess you could say. Like, I was just watching it, just having a great time. This is a great time to smoke a bowl and just.
I feel like this may have broken the record, and I'm dead serious. There's probably more shit in this movie than any other movie I can ever recall. It's just, yeah.
Minus your home videos.
Shut up, Todd. Pugs, what did you think of this classy little picture?
I absolutely adore this movie. I want everyone to go see this. It's wild. Like, where it starts to where it ends. I cannot wait to talk about the ending. And Free Willy just taking the shit on these people is fucking hilarious. Yeah, it's great.
You know, the line that made me laugh from Lloyd the most was, when you have the power to cure diarrhea, everyone wants to suck your dick.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, mine too. I think Pugs can guess my favorite line from Lloyd the whole thing.
I don't know if I can remember. I was taken back. I can't really say it here so we don't get like demonetized or in trouble.
We're never going to be monetized.
Yeah, it's the one Dan gasps like an old white woman in church. Gotcha. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's so Dan, too. He doesn't want to hear. He didn't accept to hear those words.
That's messed up. Oh, I thought you were going to actually talk about the blind girl where she thought she was petting the ferrets.
Oh, that was...
This one's pretty funny. I mean, God, I've got like 15 quotes literally from this movie that I'll be using nonstop now.
They were raping her. And he was
hey, man. If the Irish say it's good luck.
Oh, man. So bad. And the snowflake bat signal, I thought that was hilarious. Right? Yeah. It's interesting, Allie, that this is your first trauma movie. So you never even saw Toxic Avenger? Okay, you're probably the youngest person here, I'm guessing.
I don't know. Am I?
Probably. Todd's the oldest. So
I think I'm older than Pugs.
I am 34.
Never mind. I am the youngest.
There you go. So, yeah, Todd's the old bastard. He's seen all of them, like, first run.
Wow.
You're going to have to add Poltergeist to your list, because if you like this,
I'm definitely going to do it.
All of the in-house stuff for sure. I still think Bloodsucking Freaks is the best thing Troma's put out.
But... I would argue with that, but I'm going to tell you exactly. It's the last horror film.
Really? That got your number one? Well, we're going to be reviewing that on
Citizen
Toxie.
Show,
so.
Fuck you guys.
No, I'm saying non-Lloyd Kaufman directed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't know how many films he's got left, too, because, you know, it's like rumored.
Well,
like,
on the
Q&A?
Yeah, it kind of seemed like this may be his last one, but he still wants to do the next Toxic Avenger, so we'll see. I didn't catch the Q&A from the beginning. That was the only thing, so I missed a lot. Oh well.
But yeah, man, this is, if this were it would be a good way to go out.
I I know you were underwhelmed with the two Return to Nukem Highs.
Within
5 minutes, I was like, okay, Dan's going to fucking love this one, without a question.
And we got our Ron Jeremy cameo.
I know. We've had... I was going to say, like, the other cameo, we had Joey Ryan in the other, maybe. At least they didn't get cut out. I don't know.
Handcuff free. That's cool.
There you go. But yeah, no, this was hopefully you guys will get to see it, you know, particularly right now, because I mean this is guaranteed to make you laugh if you're not too stuck up. It's so funny. Lloyd is so good.
Careful with your hate speech, Dan. We know you want them SWJs coming after you.
That's messed up. Chris, do you have a favorite Troma movie?
I like Terra Firma.
Yes.
Still the original Toxic Avenger. I mean, just because it's classic. But, you know, I don't think I've seen as many as you guys have. But still, I think Terra Firma probably. I'll probably have to show that to Allie. I have a copy of it.
Yeah, that was.
How many Troma videos are there?
Oh, gosh.
Shitload.
Like, thousands. Oh, yeah, I'd say probably thousands. But actually directed by Lloyd Kaufman, who did this one, which is really what holds the Troma fill. Mm-hmm. I'd say probably 20, maybe. I'd have to do the count. That's something I should know off the top of my head. I'm disappointed in myself.
Yeah, I would say like Poltergeist and Terra Firma will be musts for you.
You guys keep skipping over Toxic Avenger and Toxic Avenger 4. Those are my favorites.
Citizen Toxie. I go back and forth between Citizen Toxie and Terra Firma. So.
Dude, the Diaper Mafia.
Oh, yeah. 55 credits to his name.
Wow.
Right on.
But he's also done some like Troma's Edge TV, their syndicated show they did in New York, I fucking love. But that's just wackiness. But since Dan never threw to me to ask me if I liked the movie.
Did you like it, Todd? Well, that's because you made that scat crack and I just was ignoring you, but go for it.
Well, yeah, well, you also knew I was just going to put the movie's balls on my chin and just I'll love this the whole time.
Suck away, yeah, Todd.
I fucking loved it. I'm an unapologetic Troma mark. So I will say, though, I was really happy. Like, like I said, within 5 minutes, I was like, okay, Dan's going to love it. He's going to forgive the last two Nukem Highs because it's that Troma style. It goes full bore and it goes after what Dan hates. So, well, I think we're all kind of tired of that, and especially when it's horror, I know the only thing that would have made Dan happier is if they would shit on the Black Christmas remake.
Oh yes.
Wait, is Black Christmas that? No. Okay.
It's interesting too that this coincides with Troma getting the boot from just YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So interesting. This one, I'm assuming this isn't on YouTube yet, but maybe I'm
wrong. No. This was just the world premiere. There's no, you know how they like to do their traveling theatrical screenings. There's no real dates announced for that other than this. We'll see. We'll see how long it takes. It could be like the last one to end up on Troma Now early too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd say this is easily, you know, top 10 of just anything with a Troma label, even, you know, even the pickups. So I was impressed. You get to a point like Troma has still managed to remain like authentic. Well, you know, I'm a big Full Moon Empire guy, but, you know, it's definitely not the same from them anymore. I mean, all the way, I was very, very impressed. You keep thinking, like, is this going to be the one that's not going to really feel like a Troma movie anymore? And I love the chicken skull fuck scene.
I gotta tell you, I'm like in love with Amanda Flowers now, who played Ariel. She just had me dying.
I added her on Facebook yesterday after I saw it.
There you go.
In the first 5 minutes, I saw like four friends in the background of the yacht scene. I was like, oh, this is okay. This is my type of movie.
I thought at first, you know, it was funny when I first saw her. I was like, is that like Debbie Rashawn in makeup? But then I recognized her in the somewhere.
Then you saw her actually in it.
Yeah. I was like, oh wait, no, that's not her. I hope she's going to be in whatever else they do.
Well, she actually was already in a couple other like trauma things, just oh, really? Not like features.
Oh, okay.
She did, which I had no idea exists. Now I got to somehow find it. Heart of Fartness, Troma's first VR experience. So there's somewhere in the world I can see Troma in VR. So
that may not be a good thing, Todd.
Oh, I'm excited. And I then she's done
the chicken just like coming at you like that, Todd.
Yeah. And then she's in a couple of Troma Now, like little, they do little, you know, shorts and stuff. So
absolutely. So we rate on a scale of 1 to 5, if you guys remember.
Well, we haven't talked at all about the cast. I'm still trying to throw.
Oh, yeah, I thought maybe you wanted to go to spoilers.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, like I thought Miranda, I mean, she was great. Both of the leads, I thought Ferdinand, yeah. They were all just.
I can finally know when to stop wiping.
This just feels like I'm hoping it's another good era for Troma.
Yeah,
we still got some holdover from the last couple. So because I'm just excited for hopefully that's not the last Lloyd Kaufman directed film and we get some more Troma. Yeah. this type.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can rate it, Dan. I just wanted to get that out there before we go to spoilers.
So all right, we can go ahead and rate it. Again, as always, this is not for everybody. You have to have a high tolerance for literal mountains of shit on the screen. But if you do like this sort of thing, this is a 5. Troma did not disappoint. And as Todd said, I wasn't a big fan of the last two.
He didn't like the message. That's the thing. Troma always has a message, and it was too pro-women for him.
That's fucked up, Todd. So I am a 5. I should just retract one for Todd being an asshole, but I will not. Todd, what say you?
Yeah, come on. You really got to ask me. I'm a 5. I said that was going to happen before I saw it, and I don't feel like I'm whoring myself out giving it a 5 now.
All right, Pugs, whore away.
Oh, dude, this is a fucking 5. I had way too much fun. There's like an Ed Gein, Buffalo Bill type ending. Mm-hmm. Stoked.
Yeah. You like your Ed Gein. We got to review that Railsback movie. I feel like
it's coming. I think next couple of weeks it'll be out. So we'll.
Okay, cool. So, Chris, what say you?
I'll agree with you guys. A 5. The way they took on current events, cancel culture,
yes.
Social justice warriors, they did. I mean, I think they hit all of them. Yeah. And I think my favorite line was. In perspective, mm-hmm. You know, they compared it to stuff in perspective. That was one of them. I mean, they kind of slipped it in there, but that kind of summed up all this cancel culture and all these things that people, you know, hashtags and all that. So I give it a 5.
The selfie with the, yeah, that was pretty funny too. Allie, how about you? What do you think?
I mean, if I could give it a double 5, I would. That would be great. Like, the amount of trolling in this movie, the crudeness, the effects, like that, the spoilers of the, how do you say, the, like the orgy, like mutilation orgy from the drugs and shit. Like, that shit was amazing. It was amazing. Loved it. Loved it.
Remind me of the shunting from Society.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when I was watching it, I'm like, that's what this is. Yeah.
The shunting is classic. We talk about that a lot on the show. So, guys, Troma fans, this is your wet dream. It's disgusting, but it's also equally clever. Lloyd hit a home run with this one. And I'm glad I liked it. I was really worried. I was like, God, I hope it's not another return to Nukem High for me. It wasn't.
Those films are still very entertaining. Dan's crazy.
But they weren't as on par with this.
No. This is. This one kicks
the shit out of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd still rather watch the Return to Nukem Highs over some of the other stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would rather watch those than Romeo and Juliet.
Absolutely. How should we end this? I guess one more quote.
Aren't we going to go to spoilers, Dan?
Yeah. Oh, spoiler time. Yeah. Sorry. I keep getting excited, Todd. I can't.
All's
I
know. Well that ends well.
That all right, spoilers. If you're still watching or listening, well, it's on you at this point because this movie doesn't come out for a while. So yes, as Chris says, you have been warned.
And I'm sorry we spoiled all the mounds of shit, but we'll.
What's the name?
Yeah.
It's kind of in the title.
All right, spoiler talk. Todd, like.
No, I think Pugs was chomping at the bits on this one.
Oh, tag Pugs, hot tag.
The fact that he made himself with all the best parts of people. He's had me night. I literally could not stop laughing. I think I missed
the sideways vag.
It was
like Chinese or
it was some type of Asian.
And I always say that their vaginas are horizontal, so I was dying.
It's like the brain of a Jew.
the body of a German.
Yeah.
Could not believe what he was saying, but oh my God, I was dying. So good. Honestly, this movie moved up to probably number three. Now it's Citizen Toxic Avenger, and now hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm for me. I loved it.
It warms my heart that everyone loved this one. I was worried.
They need to sell chicken replicas now.
Or the ass ham, or whatever that was. I'll buy the whole fucking animal thing. Those are cool.
Dan wants the beaver.
And it had musical numbers, too. Quite Poultrygeist level for me, but the Crack Horse song was pretty funny.
Yeah.
There are a couple musical numbers.
And I know Dan loved that Lloyd owned someone, so... He was excited about that.
Oh, that's messed up. I actually know that actress a little bit. Her name's Monique Dupree. She's been in some other trauma stuff as well. So any closing thoughts on spoilers, guys? Anything else we didn't tackle?
I think it's worth watching.
It's worth watching. Yeah. Read the summary of The Tempest just on Wikipedia, and they did a good job following it.
Yeah,
keeping with some Shakespeare references and quotes and here and there. So they did a good job of that, too.
They did.
And if you go to traumanow.com, they it may just be on trauma.com. It's free. There is an actual script. They do a script reading with the cast. You can see that also. Or if you can't wait for this to hit VOD, PVOD, Trauma Now, you can kind of get a sneak preview.
Trauma Now is only $4.99 a month, and
yes, and you
get a pretty good bargain.
Yeah. You get a week free or a month free? I think it's a week free, so you can always check it out. So, I do subscribe. Shocker, I know.
That'd be good for Allie to get caught up on some stuff.
That actually is
a cheap way instead of hunting down some DVDs or other things. For a couple months.
I'm definitely gonna check it out.
Yeah, then it's easy. I mean, you'll be able to get recommends on which ones to go with too. I mean, between
Citizen
all of us. Yeah. Definitely.
I will definitely check your three out, Pugs.
There's also Killer Condom, the gay kaiju film. there's quite a bit.
But start with the in-house stuff, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want a t-shirt that says, I've come to chew bubble gum and eat ass. Lloyd's got to make that happen.
Oh, man.
Dan was in heaven.
She got him to turn the ship around and go back to Jersey. In Shakespeare, something, I forgot, it's a spell, or she does something, enchantment, to turn the ship around, but then she eats his ass.
Much more trauma.
Yeah.
Liberties. Guys.
You know, we didn't mention, I just want to throw it out there. We had the return of the credits guy from Toxic Avenger, Romeo and Juliet in the credits, and I just thought, it's a nice little throwback to those who remember that.
Absolutely, yeah. And the car scene, of course, too.
Oh, that's in, yes.
All right, so that's all we've got, guys. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe on YouTube. That always helps the channel. And We will see you back here next time.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Stay traumatized.